It's 10 a.m. in the Rocky Mountains. You found the Sports Guy Mike Show on AM 1300, The Animal.
Do you enjoy talking about your favorite team? Do you just like to talk sports with someone who knows what they're talking about? Well, you've come to the right place.
This is the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Talking about your favorite teams, favorite players, newsmakers, and more.
And here's your host, Sports Guy Mike himself, Mike Looper.
Alrighty. Welcome to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Happy football Sunday to you. We're coming to you for the next hour, giving you some picks, some interesting picks, as a matter of fact, from some interesting people in the world of sports. Of course, we'll give you our picks at the end of the show, but today we'll have Russell Baxter from Yahoo Sports. We're going to talk a little bit to him, and we have a new addition to the Sports Guy Mike Show that's going to kind of help us out with our picks. We used our time travel phone. We have from the good people over at South Park. We borrowed their time travel phone, and we called a friend of ours, Harry Carey, and he's going to give us his picks today. So that should be pretty interesting.
I'm stoked for that. That's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I talked to him for a little while. He was pretty excited to give us his picks this week. But without further ado, let's get to what happened last night. You guys ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
What happened last night?
Well, you got drunk and told my dad I'm pregnant.
What happened last night?
You're
great.
What was the deal?
That's the best way.
You can't stop thinking about what happened last night.
What's there to think? It happened. It's over. You'll never see those people again.
All righty. Last night, obviously, the Mayweather-Alvarez fight. Did you guys get a chance to watch any of it?
No.
I had to listen to it on the radio.
You listened to it? What? Hey, that's good.
That's cool.
You're in radio.
It's not the same.
It's not. But at least you got to listen to it. I did watch part of it. I didn't get into the fight until about the fourth round, and I watched it from the fourth round on. Twitter is an unbelievable thing.
It's a great tool.
It's a great tool, but people are really, really stupid. Do you know that?
On yeah. Twitter?
People are stupid.
I know that.
Just in general,
I'm stupid
people
on
are
Twitter
stupid.
Every day.
No, not your kind. Not Benny Bash stupid. Just completely ignorant stupid.
Oh, okay.
First of all, did you guys see that CJ Ross, and I tweeted this last night, she actually scored the fight 114-114.
Yeah, tried to call it a draw.
Tried to call it a draw. Jeez. And I hate to tell you, all you have to do is watch the highlights and know that Mayweather beat this guy for 12 rounds.
It looked pretty overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. Some people on Twitter took to Twitter and said, oh, all he did was run and duck. Sorry. No, he didn't. He beat this guy up for 12 rounds. There's maybe a round that you could have given Alvarez. One. Out of 12 rounds.
So I heard like the sixth round, maybe the fifth round.
Maybe the fifth or sixth round. Possibly.
Something like that.
But he pretty much, I mean, look, here are the numbers. He landed Mayweather landed 232 punches. Alvarez, 117. Mayweather threw 505 punches and Alvarez threw 526.
Wow.
So 46% vice 22%. Who do you think won the fight?
Yeah, that's pretty...
And there were no knockouts, so that by itself should tell you who won the fight.
Well, people who don't understand boxing will always say that about Mayweather because he's a counterpuncher.
Right.
That he's just running the whole time, but that's not it. He's waiting for the other guy to set himself up, and then he's landing his punches.
Look, so. I will say this. All the hype behind Alvarez that I never bought into
right.
It came to fruition last night. And I tweeted this last night, and I guess, you know, you can call me stupid for saying this, but I think Alvarez, as much money as he made, I think he needs to pay everybody back that had to pay $80 to watch him get his head caved in.
Really?
For 12 rounds.
Even though he lasted 12 rounds?
It doesn't matter.
Was it that bad?
I was waiting for this guy who's got 42 fights, he's never lost with one draw, everybody and their brother is trying to tell me how great this guy is. I went to YouTube and I watched some of his other fights. He was okay. I wasn't overwhelmed by his performance in any of his fights. I thought he's a good fighter.
He did well against Mosley.
He did, but Sugar Shane Mosley
was five years past his prime.
Is an aging fighter. I love Shane Mosley. Mm-hmm. He used to be one of my favorite fighters.
True.
Used to. The keyword.
Right. I don't think he needs to get in the ring anymore. I didn't think he needed to get in the ring 5 years ago.
No, I agree with you there.
But you know, at the end of the day, I was waiting for a slugfest, and I got nothing.
I got Mayweather beating up on the redheaded Mexican guy for 12 rounds.
Speaking of...
That's what I got.
Right. Speaking of Twitter, there was a pretty funny tweet out there from one of our fans, and it said, Ocho Cinco really beat up on Andy Dalton.
Hilarious. Now, that's good.
It was pretty funny.
I like that.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, I do kind of like that one. But, I mean, you know, to me, it was, you know, Alvarez, open up your bank account, because I honestly think you need to pay these people back. Now, granted, I'm not one of the ones that paid $90 or $80. You can believe that. But, you know, and our friends over at Boodads, they actually had the fight, $5 to get in last night. So shout out to them over on Powers. But to me, it was overwhelming. And for CJ Raw, somebody need, Tony Atlas went off on her last night. It was hilarious. Somebody needs to strip her of her judging duties, her license, whatever it is that you have to get, whatever credentials there are for judges, she needs hers taken away from her.
Well, there's a lot of people that like her, too.
Oh, who?
I don't understand.
I don't know anybody that likes
really?
Her. Because she did the same thing during the for the Pacquiao-Bradley fight.
There's a lot of
she
people.
She did the same thing.
I know. I know. And I can't stand her either. But there's a lot of people out there.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
You can't be that far off from the other judges. You guys have to at least be on the same, you know what I mean, same
She wasn't
page.
Even close. Not even close.
Right.
It blows my mind that she's allowed to sit ringside and score a fight when she is completely clueless.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Olympics when there's a Russian judge in there and everybody gives a 9 and they're like 4.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it reminds me of. You're like, really?
You're like, that's the best you got?
Where's your money? who just paid you?
So last night, everybody knows, Alabama beat Texas A&M. And I hate to tell you this, and I'm not the guy that does this, but I'm going to do it anyway. If he wouldn't have thrown that pick in the end zone, A&M wins that game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
And we might have been right. We would have been close with the 6 points.
Sure.
You know, it would have been like 3. They would have won by a field goal. That game was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It was nice.
Johnny Manziel showed up quick and often in the first half.
Was it Johnny Manziel or was it Alabama's defense not showing up?
I think it was Texas A&M's defense not showing up that made the decision in that game.
Well, they did good against an Alabama team.
I think the momentum switched quickly when
right
he threw
that
pick.
Well, it was 14-0. They could have been up 21-0. And then all of a sudden there's 28 unanswered points like that.
Right.
It got ugly really, really fast. You know, the big story today is how far are the Aggies going to fall? You know, they came into the game five or six, I believe.
They're within 7 points of Alabama.
I mean, if they drop them more than 2 or 3 spots, man, talk about a controversy.
I'll tell you right now, they'll be at 10. I'll tell you. I'll guarantee
you. Think they'll drop 4 spots?
Well,
I think that's a lot.
That is a lot.
But they're going to drop them out of the top, quote-unquote, 10, which is 9, but leave them at 10 because 10 is 10's kind of like batting 7th in the lineup. 10 is where they hide that first loss team.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you hide them.
I mean,
you put them at 10 and 11.
To me, if you look at it this way, you really can't drop them too far because Alabama gave up 42 points.
Sure.
So how do you justify them dropping that much? Okay, granted, Alabama won. They keep their number one ranking, but they gave up 42 points. I don't care that A&M gave up the 49 or whatever it was. And we were going to talk about this yesterday. I think the rankings are really not as accurate maybe as they should be sometimes.
And until week
six,
they really don't matter anyway.
That's true. Until the BCS comes out.
Until the BCS comes out in week 6 and 8.
But it does kind of matter because it matters where you are in that week to know where you're going to be in the BCS.
Sure.
It's not very far off. There might be a team or two that'll be off. That'll be considerably lower.
Every now and then, one of those no-loss teams in, like, the ACC or something jumps way up because, you know, they're undefeated or whatever. But everybody else knows that they're not that good of a team.
Right. And they end up falling out of the top 25 in a week or two anyway.
When they get beat
by a ranked team.
By whatever.
You think that's Clemson this year?
No, I don't. Clemson, I think, is the real deal.
Yeah.
Clemson was fortunate enough to play their toughest schedule right away when you didn't want Andy Murray at his peak. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, that Denver Ravens game, it was the best time for the Ravens to take advantage of the Broncos, even though the Broncos annihilated them. You know, you don't want to play a Peyton Manning in Week 8. You want to play them in Week 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Clemson took full advantage of that opportunity, playing Georgia Week 1. They took care of business. Now they get to play within their conference, which is weaker. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is get by those two teams in their conference, and then they're good to go.
Do you think that this game was a testament of just how good A&M and Johnny Manziel are, or was it a testament to just how good A.J. McCarron is and how good Alabama is?
Alabama's a juggernaut, but I think Johnny Manziel just put his hat back into the Heisman.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
They have to, yeah, but do they have to win out?
For him to win the Heisman?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
He could lose another game.
I think they have to get to the SEC championship. Mm-hmm. In order for him to win. That's what I think.
Because of his off-the-field issues, they don't want to give it to him?
Yep.
I'll agree with that.
I think he has to step up a little bit further than maybe he would have last year. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Last year, the losses, no big deal. It was the way the kid played. It was the fact that they beat Alabama. It was all that encompassed into probably why he won. Now, you're a year removed from it. You've had off-field BS. Mm-hmm. You're acting like an idiot. You hung in there with Alabama. You didn't beat them, but you hung in there with them. That's why I think he needs to go to the SEC championship. If they manage to do that, and they have a good win-loss record, I guarantee you that kid will have a good chance of winning it back-to-back.
Well, right.
Because who else is out there that's really on that top radar right now?
Todd Boyd.
And Clowney. I mean, he's still on the radar.
Well,
he's
Clowney, not, Clowney's got it. That team has to do better.
Yeah.
And he needs more sacks per game mm-hmm. before he even thinks he's going to win that thing.
Masoli?
Not Masoli. You're thinking of Mariota?
Yeah.
Yeah, Masoli graduated.
They're all the same.
The kid in Oregon?
Yeah.
The Oregon quarterbacks are all the same to me.
Yeah,
I can't
right?
tell the difference between them. So ever since Joey Harrington left, I don't know. They're
nice.
All the same.
There's a name from the past for you,
yeah.
Little Joey Harrington.
Yeah.
Is he still over at Fox Sports now?
Actually, no. I don't think so.
Because I haven't seen him. I mean, Aaron is still there.
What's funny is he was against Klatt.
And Eddie George is still there. Because it was the three of them, remember? Together. So, and I haven't seen old Joey boy.
You know,
maybe they didn't have enough money for him since they brought over, like, Regis and all those other people.
There's a bunch of holes at ESPN to fill right now.
Oh, my
They're all jumping ship.
They're all over at Fox or freaking NBC or freaking CBS.
Looks like some management issues over there. That's what it usually looks like when you get turnover like that.
You're getting worked. For very little pay, and people aren't digging it anymore.
Sure.
And other networks are paying, you know, for not as much work. But anyway, all right, so I called up our friend on our time travel phone, thanks to the good people back over at South Park, hooked me up with their time travel phone, and I called our friend Harry Carey to get his picks. You guys want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
It's pretty cool.
Hey, everybody, Harry Carey here with your NFL picks of the week. I got the Jets losing to the Pats. Pats win. I know that one because I already saw it. If Geno Smith was a hot dog and I was starving, I would not eat him. I got Atlanta. I got the Falcons over the Rams this week. I got the Panthers over Buffalo. Cam Newton all day long. The Dolphins are all dried up in Indy. Colts win that one. I got the Bears over the Vikings. Nobody beats an all-beef Chicago dog. The Cowboys going to Kansas City. I got Cowboys winning. Eagles went over the Chargers. Phillip Rivers, go ahead and get your tissues now, man. I got the Ravens over the Browns. Despite what you say, Tampa Bay still isn't that good. Saints win. Arian Foster, that's Australian for touchdown. Texans over the Titans. Aaron Rodgers pummels the Redskins defense. Packers win. The Raiders really give it to the Jags. I got the Lions beating the Cardinals. Carson Palmer loses. Down goes Palmer. Broncos win over Giants. San Fran goes up against the 12th man. I don't see how that's fair at all, having 12 guys when they're only allowed 11. Not cool, Seattle. What's up with that? Seattle still wins. And my pick of the week, I've got the Bengals over the Steelers. That's why they call me Whiskers. Now, I just gotta ask this before I go. It's a widely known fact that the moon is not made out of green cheese. But if it was made out of spare ribs and you were starving, would you eat it? I know I would. Cubs win. Cubs win.
All righty. Thank you, Harry. That was good stuff.
Harry Picks right there.
Hey, Harry Picks. We'll have those every Sunday morning for you. I'll just make that phone call to Harry and get all that info from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good stuff. All right, don't forget, coming up, Russell Baxter, from Yahoo Sports as well as Bleacher Report. And speaking of Bleacher Report, we got our buddy Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com and feature columnist here at SportsGuyMike.com. He's going to give us his picks and the big game picks. All that and a whole lot more coming up on the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flight, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at americantravelinternational.com.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent you.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
Back at 7, Rome at 10, then at 3, your call with MC Sports. Weekdays, AM 1300, The Animal.
Alrighty. Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive. Right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Woo! Alright, let's get to it. We got our friend Russell Baxter from Yahoo Sports and BleacherReport.com. He's going to talk about some of his picks. We're going to get out of him. We want to get a pick of the week out of Russell, and we also want to get his upset pick. What do you think about that, Ben?
I think that's great.
That's a good idea. Yeah. All right, welcome to the show, Russell Baxter. What's going on, Russell? How you doing today, sir?
I don't know. It looks like you put me on the spot here, but let's roll with it.
That's right. You are the man, the myth, the legend, so we're going to hit you with a little curveball here.
My picks might wind up being a myth, so let's go.
Okay, so your pick of the week, what's the big pick that we all need to look for that you think is going to be the big game, and it's a good, solid pick for you this week?
Well, I think, most people would agree that San Francisco and Seattle is probably the game of the week. It's two teams that split in the regular season last year. San Francisco went into Seattle late last year, week 16, and certainly had their problems, 42-13. Seattle was the only team to not lose a game at home last season in the league. And the last week, a lot of people, it's funny because, we've gotten into this habit of rating NFL teams like they're in the BCS, okay? A win is a win, and a loss is a loss, okay? You don't get PowerPoint. I hear people trashing Kansas City because they beat Jacksonville. Well, they couldn't cancel the game with Jacksonville, by the way. They had to play it.
Right.
So I'm a great believer it's not who you play, it's how you play. And I thought what Carolina did last week, Seattle did last week at Carolina, was impressive with a 12-7 win, because that's a very good Carolina defense and a very good front seven, and Seattle managed to find a way to win on the road. Likewise with San Francisco. But the thing that does bother me about Seattle, really banged up on the defensive line. You make a case that the offensive line in San Francisco is arguably the best in the league. I think revenge is going to be a little sweet. I'll take the Niners tonight.
Nice. Now, you did, in one of your articles over at BleacherReport.com, you have an article over there about the biggest concerns for every NFL team heading into Week 2. And one of them was the Green Bay Packers. And you said that one of their biggest concerns is their offensive line.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. We know they lost Brian Bulaga before during the summer. This was a team last year that saw their quarterback sacked 51 times, which was the most by a quarterback in the league. The Cardinals gave up the most sacks with 58. But when I watched them against the Niners, and again, the Niners front seven is pretty formidable, but there was no push. They did a decent job of protecting Aaron Rodgers, but Baldwin Smith, who didn't have a sack the last six games he played last year, including the playoffs, reintroduced himself to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, when your longest run of the day is 7 yards, you got to do better than that. And, you know, this is a decent front seven, although you couldn't tell that for the Redskins on Monday night against the Eagles. But I think that was more scheme and confusion than anything else. I mean, remember, the Eagles, 53 plays, 322 total yards. It's Washington settled down the second half, unless it was Chip Bell who actually settled down in the second half. But, yeah, I think you have to be concerned. It's going to be – but here's the thing about these concerns, and this is going to be a weekly feature on Bleacher Report. In 3 weeks, we'd be calling this a much-improved offensive line. So, you know, that's why the piece – it was funny. The reaction to the piece was, well, you're blaming Andy Dalton, or you're blaming this, or you're blaming that. No. You notice that the 16 teams that won also had concerns as well.
Right. Well, now switching gears over to a little bit local for us here, the Denver Broncos, you said that the biggest concern for them is the pass rush.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. They got most of that in the second half. But they got their sacks with Joe Flacco throwing the ball 62 times. Sean Phillips, you know, the concern to me that it's going to remain a concern until Von Miller gets back. I don't know if you can fill his shoes in terms of a pass rusher and a playmaker. And there is no Elvis Dumer, Bill, and you better get some heat on Eli Manning. The Manning Bowl Part 3, Peyton has won the first two meetings, the head-to-head meetings, for whatever that's worth, while he was with the Colts. But who threw for the most yards in Week 1? Peyton Manning, 462.
Right.
Who threw for the second most yards in the league in Week 1? Eli Manning with 450. So I would imagine both teams will run for 170 yards apiece today.
Russell Baxter joining the Sports Guy Mike Show from BleacherReport.com and Yahoo Sports. Now, Russell, give me your upset pick of the week.
Well, I had to think about this because I didn't know I was doing an upset pick of the week. I think the Rams could be trouble for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, it doesn't have to be an upset every week. That's the thing.
Right.
The Rams could be trouble for the Falcons. I know it's Steven Jackson against his old team, but I was mystified at the Falcons again last week. Third game in a row, going back to the playoffs last year, that they blew a double-digit lead.
Yeah.
20-0 against Seattle, but they won the game. 17-0 against San Francisco, lost the game. 10-0 in the first quarter last weekend's game against the Saints, lost the game. And maybe you can answer this question, and I don't know if it's an upset pick, but if I were a Falcon fan, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
How do you have a 10-0 lead? You sign Steven Jackson to help your running game, and by game's end, you run the ball 14 times.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what happened with that, because I have the I picked the Falcons to win the NFC. I thought that I would see a lot more solid offense out of them last week, and I didn't see that.
Well, I think here was the interesting thing about Steven Jackson. It was something I questioned all during the offseason. Yes, I know that Steven Jackson has 8 straight 1,000-yard rushing seasons. And yes, I know people feel Michael Turner has slowed down after 9 years of toting the ball, you know, most of those with the Falcons. But I thought there was also something that was being ignored was the fact that Atlanta, once they made the Julio Jones trade in late in 2011, became a passing team. And one of the reasons they struggled against the run and struggled to run last year was because they weren't giving that running game enough emphasis. And when you don't give that running game enough emphasis in practice, your defense doesn't practice against the run. Hence the problems against the run last year. Hence the problems teams were able to control the ball. Hence Atlanta blowing a 17-0 lead against San Francisco because San Francisco never quit running in the second quarter. And that was a problem last week. So why did they sign Steve Jackson, you say? Steven Jackson can catch the football. I think right. That's the reason they brought him in more than anything else. Here's a peculiar stat for you. In 9 years in the NFL, Michael Turner caught one touchdown pass.
Wow. Yeah. Really? Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Really?
Yeah, that's an interesting stat.
One, and he caught it his last year in the league.
Wow. Now, Russell, before we let you go, I got a quick question for you in regards to my Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody's picking the Bengals. What does Pittsburgh have to do, other than the obvious, which everybody talks about, the offensive line? But what does Pittsburgh have to do that they didn't do last week in order to beat the Bengals today in Cincinnati?
Well, they have to do what they haven't done for over 2 years now, and that's take away the football. You know, last week was indicative of the problems for them. Now, I know what happened with Marquise Pouncey, okay? And their offensive line has been a shambles. It was the entire preseason. But the thing that you have to keep in mind here is now it's 33 games since 2011, and the Steelers have 35 takeaways. Last week, they held the Titans at 229 yards. They held them to one touchdown, and they couldn't get a takeaway.
Yeah.
Okay? And where are those big plays? That was indicative. I mean, just go back to the last time they won the Super Bowl in 2008. Okay? Troy Polamalu with a game-clinching interception.
Right.
Against the Ravens in the AFC title game. And are we ever going to forget James Harrison with his 100-yard interception return against the Cardinals?
Yep.
No, but I know what's going to happen Monday night. If the Steelers did forget James Harrison, they're going to get to see him again.
Oh, absolutely. Russell Baxter from Yahoo Sports and BleacherReport.com. Russell, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you taking the time, man. Enjoy your Sunday.
You got it. It should be a lot of fun.
All righty. Russell Baxter?
Yep.
Yahoo Sports.
Plethora of knowledge.
Plethora of knowledge. We always appreciate his insight. All right. When we get back, Mike Moraitis will be joining us, also from BleacherReport.com. He also writes a great article on SportsGuyMike.com for us every week, his picks as well as his big game of the week. We're going to talk to him about that when we get back. And then, of course, we'll give you our picks. Don't worry. We have ours as well.
Right.
Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300 The Animal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Sports Guy Mike Show, the best live local weekend sports talk show in the Springs. Call or text the guys at 719-581-WHAT, 719-581-9428. Live from the AM 1300 Animal Studios, the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, is back right now.
Often imitated, never duplicated, baby.
Really?
Sports Guy Mike Show. Powered by Spare Change Automotive right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Yeah, because there's some people out there that...
imitate it?
Try to.
Well...
it's not going to work.
That's though. A good thing, though.
Yeah, it's flattering.
It is flattering.
Yeah.
That means something's working. Right?
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, if they're copying, it's obviously working.
Right. Somebody's listening, right?
Someone's listening.
All five listeners?
What's up, guys?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Mom.
Appreciate you making us part of your Sunday. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. And for that,
we thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, without further ado, our buddy Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com, as well as being a featured columnist on SportsGuyMike.com. And he writes a great article for us every week with his picks as well as his must-see matchups. So without further ado, Mike, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good after a long night of Mayweather and Canelo. I'm looking forward to week two of the NFL season.
Yeah, right. That was a long night, wasn't it? Especially for you guys out there.
Way past my bedtime. Way past.
So, real quick before we get into this, is CJ Ross out of her ever-loving mind trying to score that a draw?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who makes decisions on judges and such, but that's somebody that needs to lose their job. After the Bradley-Pacquiao fight,
right,
which, you know, she had a hand in, it's got to be the end. It, really, there can't be any more fights that this judge is on because it's just a joke at this point.
Fighters need to come in and somehow, if they're able to make sure they request that she not be on the panel. I don't know how the regulations work, but either she needs to be stripped of her licensing or whatever it is her credentials are, they need to be taken from her. Because,
well, I mean,
it's just ridiculous.
If boxing has any interest in self-preservation in regards to credibility,
they'll get rid of her.
Somebody will make a move on that.
Absolutely. All right, Mike, we got your picks in, and we're going to put them into our picks as well. But your must-see matchups, obviously one of them is right here with us at the Denver Broncos and the New York Giants. Manning Bowl 3. Give us your take on that.
Well, I think this is actually going to be a pretty evenly matched game here. I mean, the Broncos and Giants are both two teams that are going to throw the ball. That's their bread and butter. Both teams also have plenty of questions in their running game, although I would say the Broncos are a little more serious. For the Giants, they really just have to hold on to the ball. David Wilson, we know what he can do. He's an explosive back. And as long as he can recover, I think Brandon Jacobs will be a nice boost to him. So that should work out for the Giants pretty well. The Broncos, on the other hand, I'm not sure really who's going to take control of their rushing attack. So I'm interested to see if either Monty Ball or Noshon Moreno or Ronnie Hillman are going to step up and become an every-down back for this team, and that's a problem. But I think both teams are going to be throwing the ball plenty, and it'll come down to which Manning brother makes the less mistakes, and I think Peyton is the guy who's going to come out on top once again, and I got the Broncos taking that game by 9 points.
Nice, 37-28.
Right.
Now, Mike, now you just touched on the running backs, you know, for the Broncos. Do they have to hurry up and figure out who's going to be the number one, the number two, or the number three? Or do you think that they can still exist with all three of them in different roles?
Well, I mean, obviously, with Peyton Manning throwing the ball, you can overlook a lot of things on offense. I think the running game is something that they would like to get an every down back. But they haven't been able to do that yet. I guess the carousel could work, but that's because you have Peyton Manning behind center. But eventually you want one guy who you can trust on third downs to give the ball to or, you know, make plays out of the backfield through the passing game. So, I mean, the Broncos still, it's going to be a search that's going to continue. But ideally you would like one guy who is going to be your number one back.
Right, absolutely. Mike Moraitis joining the Sports Guy Mike Show from BleacherReport.com and feature columnist at sportsguymike.com. Now, Mike, you got St. Louis and Atlanta on here as a must-see, and you have this one pretty darn close with the Rams beating the Falcons 21-20.
Right. You know, I think the Falcons came out in week one, and it was pretty shocking that what the lack of offense they were able to put up against the Saints. Now, you know, bear in mind, listen, they gained over 350 yards total offense, but the fact that they only put 17 points on the board I think is alarming. And I think what also is alarming against a team like the Rams is that Roddy White and Julio Jones are banged up. They're not going to be 100%, although they will be playing. They're not going to be, they may not be at the top of their game. And when you're talking about those two guys going up against the likes of Cortland Finnegan and Janoris Jenkins, I love that matchup for the Rams with a banged up, two banged up receivers. And I think that the Rams are going to do enough defensively to get to the quarterback, make plays in the secondary, and put up enough points on the board to top the Falcons. And, you know, if the Falcons start off 0-2, I saw a great piece on NFL.com. Teams that start off 0-2 in the 12-team playoff format, teams that start off 0-2 only make the playoffs 11.6% of the time. So the Falcons are going to be in about as big a dire straits as you can get. And our NFC prediction, Mike, is not looking too good right now.
Not at all, man. Not at all. 11%. Wow.
Yep, 11%. If they go 0-2, I mean, listen,
right,
we're still okay right now, but that prediction, if they go 0-2, is going to be a pretty tough one to accomplish.
Mike, one of your picks is the Dallas-Kansas City, and you have Dallas on there. Do you really think that Dallas can go into Arrowhead and take care of this game? I know they won last week. That's all well and good. I'm still not bought into Dallas yet. Tell me why you made that pick.
Well, I think Dallas was pretty fortunate in week one that the Giants made as many mistakes as they did. But I also think that the Giants were fortunate that Dallas didn't come out with their passing game, you know, guns blazing. Granted, they threw a ton of passes, but they didn't gain a whole lot of yards. And I think, as a lot of teams do from week one to week two, I think Dallas is going to get better. I think they're going to definitely run a better offense. I don't think Kansas City's offense is as explosive as the Giants is in regards to how they're going to throw the ball. You know, Alex Smith is going to do the dinking and dunking in these 5-7 yard passes that he does. And I think Dallas's defense is going to be improved this year. And I think they're going to get to Alex Smith, put pressure on him. And if you can make Alex Smith make mistakes, he can't beat you. His thing is not making mistakes. And from what I saw last week with the Cowboys, I think that this is going to be a defense that's going to be much improved. They're going to force turnovers, and they're not going to have to score a ton of points against Kansas City this week, and that's why I've got them coming out on top.
Mike, you also on here, you have Miami over Indianapolis. Would you say that that's your upset pick of the week?
I think so. I think Miami had a rough week one against a tough Browns front seven. They stacked the box. Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas did nothing, and they were still able to score 23 points and win that game. So I think Miami's got the ability to air it out. I think this week their rushing attack is going to be much, much better. I think Lamar Miller is going to have a bounce-back game. And Indianapolis, quite honestly, just does not have a very good defense. And we saw that last week against the Raiders. I mean, Terrell Pryor shredded them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Indianapolis' defensive issues are a big concern. I think Andrew Luck is going to have way too much on his back to try to win this game. I think Miami is going to pull that one out. It's going to be very tight. I don't expect it to be a pretty game, but I think Miami is going to emerge victorious in that one.
Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com and featured columnist over at SportsGuyMike.com. Mike, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you taking the time, buddy.
Thanks, as always, guys. Have a good Sunday.
All righty, you too. All righty. Real quick, couple headlines in the world of sports that I want to get to real quick. Jets put Sanchez, New York Jets quarterback. Hello, where did it go? There it is. New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez, who has a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder, was placed on short-term injury reserve yesterday. The team just announced that. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Dante Robertson is not expected to play in today's game against the Cowboys. Could hurt him. Who knows? What else we got here?
Did you see where Von Miller's moving his mom into his house?
He's moving his mom into his house?
He's moving his parents into his house for support so that way they can help straighten him out.
Good move.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Something's got to give, man.
Right. He's got to do something.
This guy has got some serious off-the-field issues.
Yeah, why not?
Wake up, bro.
Right.
You get paid millions of dollars to play a game. Wake up.
You can't pay a traffic ticket with that millions of dollars?
Come on, man. You don't have enough people in your camp that go, yo, you got a court date, bro. Or, hey, you got no license. I'll take you where you need to go. Or how about this? Go get your license reinstated.
Right?
That might be a thought.
Hire a driver.
There you go.
Then you make enough money.
You'll never need a license, you know.
An injured groin led to an unwanted end to Washington Redskins quarterback Pat White and the potential second chance for place kicker John Porter out in Washington. Let's see. Indianapolis Colts running back Vic Ballard will undergo season-ending surgery for a torn ACL in his right knee. So, I just figured I'd throw some of those things out there for you fantasy football people if you're trying to get some stuff in. And don't forget, Mr. Champ Bailey is going to be out for the second straight game. What do the Broncos do with this guy, Benny?
I don't. With Champ?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure what kind of role he was going to have on the team anyway. Was he going
to? I thought it was. I didn't think it was going to be very big. If I were John Fox and that coaching staff.
Dare I say this might help them?
Him being out?
Yeah.
As far as what? Finding their identity on in the.
Well, okay. This is why.
In the secondary? I mean, what?
This is why. It gets these young guys in early in the season. Champ doesn't have to play these first few games. He can be healthy. He can be ready to go later on when it actually counts. Okay? And he's old, dude.
Like, yeah, he is.
16-game season is a long time. If they plan on going to the Super Bowl 18, 19, 20 games, you're talking, let's give him a rest. Let him be a coach on the sidelines. Let's see what these other guys can do. Get them some game time. You know? It's not a horrible thing.
Well, I think not playing against the Giants will show the Broncos just how valuable he is. Because they have a heavy passing attack. They've got at least 3 or 4 weapons they can go to at any time.
Cruz.
Right. So if they play well without him, they might be able to let him rest. But you know, if they flop in the secondary, then yeah, they're going to need him back as soon as possible.
I think he needs to hurry up and get healthy, just because for the simple fact he needs to be. Now, I don't know if this is. I'm not trying to beat the guy up, but he's got to play. He's got to play, or people are going to, one, forget about him, two, feel that he's not an asset to the team anymore.
A necessity.
Exactly.
And they might not, you know, they always talk about moving to safety. They always talk about that with old corners. Well, right. Now they have two good young safeties back there, so.
Well, I'm not sure if Champ fit that mold anyway. Champ didn't really have the body style. Mm-hmm. He's not Woodson.
Yeah.
You know, he's not that beefy. He was a good tackler. That's great. But there's a difference between playing in between the linebackers and playing out there on the edge.
Right.
Yeah. Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. When we get back, our picks for this Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon. And don't forget, from 6 to 8 right here on AM 1300, The Animal, we will be back with the good fellows of football. Intern Ryan, Benny Bash, and myself will be bringing you all the post-game stuff, including your Denver Broncos. Stick around. We're wrapping up the show when we get back. This is the Sports Guy Mike Show right here on AM 1300, The Animal.
My name is Tyler. I'm 15 years old. I was 11 years old when I found out that I had cancer. I was afraid that I was going to lose my leg.
For Tyler, a bone transplant meant the chance to live a normal life.
If I hadn't had the transplant, I would probably have a prosthesis. But the transplant let me be a normal kid again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to donatelife.net.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flights, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at americantravelinternational.com.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Take Colorado's most unique radio station with you anywhere.
I'm Miss Geraldo, the Sky Sox. Falcons Plus, a power of CBS Sports on AM 1300, The Animal.
Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300 The Animal. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Sunday morning. We appreciate it, as always. Don't forget to go to sportsguymike.com. Check out all of our cool stuff on there. And actually, we're going to have some video up there next week from our friend Harry Carey giving his picks. So that's going to be fun. A lot of fun. And then also, don't forget, if you're looking to get some tickets for an MLB game, end of the season's coming up, playoffs are coming. If you need tickets to that, if you need tickets to an NFL game, make sure you go to scorebig.com. If you type in the word SportsGuyMike15, you will get an additional 15% off your first purchase. Scorebig.com, always below box office. So go check it out. Okay, you guys ready to do some picks?
Ready.
All right. First, obviously, the Pats and the Jets. And I picked the Jets, so I lost that one. It was unfortunate. But I'm telling you, the Jets should have won that game.
They should have.
I'm still a little upset.
Geno's not ready.
No, he's not. Three interceptions, two of them very ill-advised. Mm. They looked like Neil O'Donnell interceptions to Larry Brown.
Right.
Like there was no other Jet around.
In a gift basket.
Jeez. All right, St. Louis at Atlanta. A lot of people are talking about this. A lot of people think St. Louis can pull the upset. And I don't really know if this is a upset pick, so to speak, if you pick St. Louis. But Matty Ice, back against the wall. I like the Falcons in this game. It's at home. I'm taking the Falcons.
Absolutely. I'm taking the Falcons to rebound. That was a tough game against the Saints. They know that they have to get a win here. They're not going to go 0-2. They're going to pull it out.
I think they're going to go 0-2. I'm going to have to take the Rams on this one. After a Yikes. Good game against Arizona, I think they got the momentum going. I think I could see them hanging with, you know, the Falcons today.
Two winless teams, Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, take on the Buffalo Bills. In Buffalo, that place was a madhouse last week.
Yes, it was.
There were a lot of people in that game there. It was crazy to see that. This is a 50-50 for me. I think I'm going to give it to the Bills for the sure fact that they are at home and those fans are ready to see this team make some adjustments and get some wins. New coach, I love Doug Marrone. Obviously, he was the coach of Syracuse. I want to see him get his first win this week. So I'm going against the grain. I'm taking the Bills.
I'm going for Buffalo because I like Buffalo over Carolina for Doug Marrone and for the exact same reasons you said.
I'm going to have to go with the Bills, too, just because they're at home. I'm really excited, though, to see Cam versus E.J. Manuel.
This is going to be a good game. Very, very good game. Minnesota taking on the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Minnesota comes in limping at 0-1, and the Bears do have a win. Everybody's picking the Bears. Look, if their defense can continue and get a little bit better than they were last week, I got two words for you. Christian Ponder. Yep. Seriously? I'm taking the Bears.
I'm taking Minnesota. I'm taking Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings again. I think the Vikings defense is going to step up against Jay Cutler and that sloppy Bears offense last week.
You got to go with the Bears at home. That's with that defense against Christian Ponder. I guarantee at least like two or three interceptions.
He's going to spend a lot of time on his back. Cleveland traveling to Baltimore. Both teams from the AFC North. Not a single team in the AFC North has a win, but two are getting a win today. And the Browns are taking on the Ravens. This is not a game I really even want to watch.
Right.
Baltimore's defense is not that great. Cleveland's got so much stuff that they still need to figure out. You got Trent Richardson. I just don't think it's going to be enough. I think Fluky Flacco is going to get the job done. I'm taking the Ravens.
I'm going to go ahead and take Cleveland. I think they hand the ball off to Richardson. I think Baltimore's defense is sluggish, and they're not going to be able to stop the run.
I got to take Baltimore. It's Baltimore's at home, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Baltimore's going to mop the floor with those guys.
Cowboys and Jerry Jones boys go to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams have a week one win. We talked about it earlier with Moraitis. And look, I think that this is the rebirth of Arrowhead. I think it's going to become one of the loudest stadiums again. I think they have something to cheer for at this point, and I think Alex Smith has a lot to prove. I think they end up going 2-0, and Dallas loses this game. I'm taking the Chiefs.
You know, I was going to go with the Cowboys, but Tony Romo was talking about how sore he is, things of that nature.
Here we go.
That hit. I'm not behind Romo anyway, let alone an injured Romo. I'm taking the Chiefs.
I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think they're going to keep going with this momentum after beating a division rival, and I think they're going to be able to beat the Chiefs at home.
Tennessee Titans pull out a win over Pittsburgh last week. They travel to Houston, Texas. Yeehaw!
Yeah.
And take on the Texans. I don't think the Tennessee Titans get as lucky as they did last week.
Right.
The Texans are a lot more put together than the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a no-brainer. I'm taking the Texans.
No-brainer Texans. Let's move on.
After the Texans survived that game against San Diego, I think they're going to keep it going this week, too.
The Fins take on the Colts. Mike Moraitis picked the Fins. I'm not as convinced. It's Indianapolis. I like Andrew Luck. I like what Miami has done in the offseason, and they played a pretty decent game last week. But I just like the Colts over the Fins. It's just that easy.
Harry Carey said that the Fins were going to dry up against the Colts.
There you
I'm
go.
Taking Colts.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Colts, too. I think Luck versus Tannehill, you got to take Luck.
You got Philip Rivers and Mike Vick in this one. The Chargers taking on Philly. Chargers lost last week to a pretty bad. That was a pretty bad game.
Yeah.
There was nothing pretty about that game at all. But it's the Chargers. Did you expect anything else?
Right.
I think these guys are going to have a hard time this year. If there was a team I had to pick that was going to maybe go 0-16, the way they look, the Chargers might be that team. I'm taking Philly.
I agree with you, Chip Kelly's new high-flying offense. I love me some Philly.
I feel like the offense is a little overhyped, but I think today at home, I think they're going to get it going even faster than they were last week, and they're going to wipe the floor with those
Megatron
guys.
And the Detroit Lions take on the Arizona Cardinals. This is my upset pick of the week. We don't have time to get into it, but I'm going to tell you I'm taking the Cardinals over the Lions.
I'm picking the Cardinals to do well all season long. Go Carson Palmer, go Larry Fitzgerald.
I think the Lions will beat the Cardinals.
Saints travel to Florida to take on the Bucks. Josh Freeman not looking too good. My other upset pick of the week, I think he's got to get it together, because if he doesn't get it together this week against someone like New Orleans, he's doomed, and I won't pick him anymore, but I'm taking him today. Bucks.
I'm taking New Orleans and an easy one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree on that one. It's going to be an easy one for Drew Brees today.
Another afternoon game, the Broncos taking on the Giants in New York. I know a lot of people think the Broncos are going to win. I'm taking Eli.
Are you taking Eli?
Yes.
Eli has lost three. He's going to lose four in a row to his big brother.
Yep, going with Benny Bash in this one, Broncos.
Jacksonville and Oakland. In Oakland, I got the Raiders.
I got the Raiders, no problem.
Flip a coin. I'm going to go with the Jags.
There you go, Jacksonville. All right, there are our picks. Don't forget to come check us out from 6 to 8 later on today, right here on AM 1300, The Animal, for the Goodfellas of Football. Intern Ryan, Benny Bash, and myself will be back. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And as we say around here, don't sweat the small stuff. We're out of here. See ya!